The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 70. The Sage in Coarse Linen. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 70.
Wu Yan Shen Yi Zhi Shen Yi Xing Tian Xia Mo Neng Zhi Mo Neng Xing.
My words are very easy to understand and very easy to practice. Yet the world cannot understand and cannot practice.
Yan Yu Zong Shi Yu Jun Fu Wei Wu Zhi Shi Yi Bu Wo Zhi.
My words have their point, my deeds have their grounds, but just because they are ignorant, they cannot understand me.
Zhi Wo Zhe Xi Ze Wo Zhe Gui Shi Yi Sheng Ren Pi He Er Huai Yu.
Those who understand me are few. Those who follow my rules are rare. That is why the sage wears coarse linen and holds his jade next to his skin. In this verse, Lao Tzu is playing with us. It reads like a riddle. Lao Tzu is very fond of suggesting that he is stupid while all those around him are clever. It's meant wryly, of course. Here, he is stating the opposite and being truthful. His message is easy to understand and very easy to put into practice. His words are to the point and he acts mindfully. But despite this, people don't understand and so don't seem to follow his advice. A moment of frustration, maybe. Or just an admonition that people are trying to read more into what he is saying than actually exists. Maybe it's just too simple a concept for us to grasp. After all, we have a long tradition that education and training makes you wise, but that's not Lao Tzu's stance at all. Or rather, he's making a distinction between knowledge and wisdom. It may well be that Lao Tzu was becoming disillusioned with the world he was trying to teach. His was a simple message, and still people didn't understand. According to legend, he wrote down his sayings at the behest of an official as he was heading for the border. After his task was complete, he disappeared for good. Whilst he is revered now as a great sage, there may have been few people in his day and age who actually understood enough about him to carry on the message. Like Tao, however, Lao Tzu gave his message simply and without expectation.
The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.